That means we do have a quorum. And just so everybody knows, Brian is going to be our selectman's liaison.
Oh, yay. Wow, you're really taking it on, huh?
Well, I know.
And you all know that Scott was elected too, but Scott is not here again.
So he's only here for me.
Well, he's out of town, isn't he?
I didn't know.
He was in town, and he probably escaped again.
Oh, okay.
Now, first item of business is the approval of minutes from March 20th of 2019. Anybody have any comments on them? You can take a look at it if you haven't had a chance to yet.
I think they look good.
I read them and didn't.
When I read them in the email, they all look fine to me.
Okay.
So moved.
Take a motion.
So moved.
Second?
I'll second.
Okay. We have a motion and a second on the floor. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Okay, very good. I'll take care of that. The next item on the agenda is case 18-009, final application extension request. Chad Bannon with Field Soil and Land Consultants for the Michael Thompson, of 564 Old Candia Road, map 413, lot 46, for a final major subdivision application. This is for an extension, application extension request, if I didn't say that. The original 90-day deadline for the preliminary acceptance, October 3rd, 2018, of the review was January 3rd, 2019. Another 90 days with a new deadline of April 3rd, 2019, and another 90 days for the submission of the final application and plans for a new deadline of July 3rd, 2019. We did get Lisa got an email from Chad requesting that we grant an extension for that project. And if you're unfamiliar with it, that's the one that's by Brown Road and Old Candy Road, where we did the walkthrough. You were there for that walkthrough,
yep.
Too. I'll entertain a motion to accept or reject the request.
I'll motion to accept the request.
Second?
I'll second.
Okay. We have a motion and a second to grant the extension for the application to July 3rd. All in favor, aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Okay. The next item on the agenda is the Planning Board Regulations Update. Final review and vote on the revised regulations to the Town of Candia Planning Board Regulations. The full text of all zoning regulations are available for inspection and review at the Land Use Office during regular office hours. Should a decision not be reached at the public hearing, this item will stay on the planning board agenda until such time as it is either approved or disapproved. There was a notice, public hearing notice done. It was in the paper, so it is a legally noticed public hearing. And at this time, I'll open the public hearing. Are there any comments?
Just one public.
Any comments from
anything,
the board?
Becky?
Any comments from the board? I know a lot of you have worked on them. Any comments from the public? Dennis? Brian, just a quick, anything that you have noticed or changed or anything like that other than what we talked about at the last board meeting?
No.
Okay.
Pretty much what I incorporated the changes we discussed at the last meeting. We then delivered 10 sets. If you want me to clarify why anything was changed, I know some of these changes were gone over a long time ago. I'm happy to do that. If anyone, I know new members have come on as well since we started this, so I'm happy to clarify why any change has been made or what the justification is or whatnot. But at this point, I think, you know, we've pretty much gone over everything. So, yeah.
All right, good. Any questions, especially from the people who are not heavily involved?
Brian? No, I'm not going to make him go through everything.
Or a projector in the cars.
Do you? Bring this on or anything?
Yeah. Yep.
This doesn't have the sign regulation yet, right?
No.
That's totally
the sign regulation would be an ordinance, so that's something that would need to be voted on.
That I just had sent out just as a heads up. So, Rod?
No, none for me.
Josh,
no.
you were involved with some of this
yeah,
too. So.
Most of it, yeah.
Yeah,
pretty
sure.
Comfortable with it.
Okay.
So what I can do, because it's not provided in your current editions, and I guess if the board decides to go forward with accepting these amended regulations, the three different regulations, I can have a signature page made up for the next meeting, and that would go with a PDF online. Mm-hmm. And we could make it searchable as well, the PDF document searchable. I think one of the three regulations now is searchable, but I think that's very beneficial to
Absolutely.
Both me and applicants, so
yeah.
and probably the board as well. But.
Yeah, I've noticed that the PDF, you can do that, and it does help out a lot.
That'd be awesome.
Right. Yeah. Great. Yeah, I am. Anybody have any opposition to that?
Nope.
Not at all.
All right, I would accept a motion to accept the three. Let me make sure that we do this properly. That we accept the revised 2019 earth excavation regulations, the 2019 major site plan regulations, and the 2019 major subdivision regulations as presented on April 3rd, 2019. Oh, actually, I got to close the public hearing. I'm going to close the public hearing at 7:09. So now I'd accept a motion to accept the three regulations as updated.
I'll motion.
Second?
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second on the floor to accept the regulations as proposed. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Okay. Brian, thank you very much for all the work you did on these.
Yeah, thank you.
This is
it's a
major task.
Labor of love.
A lot of work. I think it's going to be very, very beneficial all the way around. I think we made some great improvements.
Yeah.
And I think having it, as Brian said, searchable is going to be very, very beneficial to us. And
you did discuss, I think, not the last meeting, but maybe a month ago, updating the checklist as well. We're willing to do that for the town at no cost as well.
Oh, so great. Excellent.
And we're happy to take that on as the next task for the town.
That'd be perfect.
Yeah, that needs to be updated.
Great.
It would help us a lot when we're doing the checklist, because I know it's a little, not really confusing, but it's just kind of...
It's not completely clear.
Yeah.
It's like, it feels like we jump, instead of flowing through the plans with the checklist, we jump around a lot.
Right.
We'll clean it up for you.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Great.
Does that mean we can clean up half of this book too?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, you can. Because you have the line, so you can get rid of all the line stuff now.
Okay.
Oh, good. Thanks, Brian.
Thanks, Brian. Yeah. There's no new cases. I've just got a couple of things under other business. Anybody have anything other business?
Mm-mm.
I just wanted to touch on a couple of things. One of them was, I think we decided, and we'll probably have a zoning review and revision committee meeting after the next meeting in here. On the, when's the next one? The
17th?
17th, yeah.
Yeah, 17th.
We should probably decide, get a little bit more form and function of what we want to attack and approach in the next zoning thing. The thing that I obviously we saw was the village district,
mm-hmm.
And we'll probably have Nate come back in on that. The other thing that I think we should probably work on, and this came up at the selectmen's meeting, and I know we talked about it in the last meeting, was the impact fees. That there's been a lot of discussion about trying to do impact fees or something to get it so that we could get some money in for road improvements and stuff. I think that's something that we need to work on. I don't have a problem with drafting something and just giving you the references of what's in here, because in our zoning, the Bible, planning land use regulations in here, there is a section on impact fees that basically I think we all know what they said, that we can do impact fees, we can do whatever we want for costs in that, or fees for the amount, but we have to justify them. So that's one of the things I think we're going to really have to kind of take a look at, because we are getting more and more developments. And the problem is that a lot of these are piecemeal. Courier Road is a perfect example. Mm. You know, we have a little three here and a little three here and another three over here.
Well, like Dennis had brought up, that if those impact fees can't be used to just
Right.
Correct. They have to be upgraded, they really do.
Has to be a capital improvement.
Capital improvement.
So, you know, a few hundred dollars doesn't really.
No.
Doesn't go anywhere.
No.
And it just sits there.
Right.
Because you can't use it.
And it has to be used in the same area of town that the development is in.
Correct.
So sometimes if you have a development in that corner of town that gave us $2,000, and you have one in that corner of town, we only have $4,000 that basically we can't find the capital.
Right.
To use the $2,000 there, the $2,000 over there, so we end up giving it back. So.
In the.
We need to find a way to fix that.
In the regulations, the capital improvement plan, the current one is in there, so you can take a look at that, because Dennis has a bunch of roads that are listed for improvements. But that also brings up another thing that we should probably put on a high priority is to upgrade the capital improvement program. I know that there was a roundtable meeting and we're starting to get some input, which is great. The planning board is charged by RSA to kind of coordinate that. So I think that's going to be an important thing, is to get a lot of information, especially like from Dennis, as well as the schools and you know, the fire department and everybody else and what we're looking at. So I think we have a lot of work to do this year on that. And some of this stuff is coming up just because it's the,
you know, and that's something that should be upgraded at least every year, every 2 years. The selectmen, planning board, everybody should get together. I think, yeah. Sue tried with a meeting here in the last few weeks where everybody knows what everybody else is thinking, so you don't have big ticket items all
right.
Showing up at once.
Right.
Because and that's none of them pass.
That's a really good point, because as it stands right now, it gets updated and then it kind of just puts on the shelf and no one pays any attention to it.
Right.
I think I'm talking to some of the board members too, that we truly really want to try to be on board with getting this stuff done and implementing some of these great things that have been done. The transportation plan being one of them you did a lot of work on. Bless you.
I don't know when the last capital improvement plan was. It must have been at least 4 or 5 years ago now.
Oh, it was longer than that.
Was it?
Yeah, it was.
I can't remember the last one. I'm working on my 8th year, so.
Really?
Was it before me?
I'm glad.
But I just forget.
It was it was done back in 2014.
I was here for that.
I wasn't that far off.
No, no, you weren't.
No.
I didn't think you would be.
It was supposed to be the 2015 to 2020 plan. So
next year we should be updating.
Right, right. So that's why Sue and I had talked about this too, is that it was great to have that, because now coordination amongst the boards, we can get all this information and actually come up with a good
start. Is there a list of what was priority set?
There are,
is it a long list? Or?
That's the list.
Long list.
It's a long list, yeah.
Oh, it's a long list.
And it was... Of course, the majority of them are highway.
Right. If I was there, I'm going to get my 2 cents.
It looks like you've got a quarter's worth.
Courier Road's
probably,
on there a couple
probably
times.
More than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, you did. You did more than a quarter.
Yeah, Courier Road. Yeah.
Did you say anything?
What was the date west for that upgrade?
Let's see. When did Dennis want to do Courier Road? Let's see here.
It was 23 years ago, but...
2020, yeah. Next year.
2020, next year.
Next year.
Oh, we're right on schedule.
We're right on schedule, then.
But
he didn't do Flint Road this year. Or
is anything year. On there that did get done? That was in the plan?
Yeah, let me see.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the box culverts didn't get done. They're going to get done this year, though, right? On North Road?
Oh, I don't know. We're still trying for grants.
Oh, okay. Critchett, you did.
Nope. That grant didn't get in either.
Okay, so... That didn't get done. Island Road, that?
Depot we did. Island Road's done.
Chester Turnpike?
Yeah.
Flint?
No.
Courier? Right.
Now, is that the part you're talking about on Flint that you want to do
this
year?
The dirt part, upgrading it,
yeah.
Upgrading the dirt part.
We don't need a town vote for that.
Well, he's got warrant articles for a lot of it.
We don't know. I mean, we failed at a town vote on Courier.
Well, so, I know that.
I mean, it ends up being a public safety issue, and if he keeps going to vote and gets knocked down, I mean, at what point do you say, well...
Can we override that?
We've got to figure that out
okay.
In the course
all
of
right.
The summer, how we're
okay.
Going to deal with that.
And see, and the other problem that comes into play, and it's going to segue into something else that I saw in here, is the fact is that if a subdivision comes in for us as a planning board to look at, if they meet all the regulations, we legally can't say no.
I know.
Well, it's funny you brought that up, because that discussion at the last meeting that was at, and it sounded to me in a way like the board was really encouraging them to go to DFL and kind of discouraging them to do that. And my thought was, you know, if it meets everything, how can we say no?
No.
Even though the road probably can't handle it, mm-hmm. that's not the applicant's fault.
Right, and then to charge, all right, and I'm looking at this as how many, there was 49 or 50 something houses out there?
49 houses.
Yeah.
So you got 49 houses that were built out there, and we didn't get any funds from, as far as impact fees, right. that we could use to upgrade the road.
Right.
But I don't think charging the last five that want to get on there is fair either.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we got to come up with something, but...
According to the impact fee... regulations, we can't do that to them to pay for
right.
the stuff
right.
that was already.
I understand. Yep, and I agree.
What we have done in the past, though, like with Crowley Road, we asked for off-site improvements.
Right. Mm,
then
right.
you can take the impact that they're going to have on that road and charge them for the upgrade for what they're going to cost.
That. Just that piece.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Crowley Road, we got 200,000 out of one developer and another 200,000 out of another one.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that otherwise we'd have more problems down there than we mm-hmm. could ever fix.
Right.
It would have been the taxpayer's burden to come up with 400,000 to fix something that someone's going to profit from. So
right.
it was a fight. It was a nasty fight, but they both ended up in the end.
And then you got the other added problem with our properties in Candia, but the roads in Deerfield.
Right, right. But the problem road is in Candia, because that's where all the feeds come to. Then it's the same thing as if they ever do anything with Crowley Road. It's like anything that's built in Chester.
Right, that's another one that the road was in Candia, but the development's in Chester, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But the impact's going to be in Candia.
That's yeah. right.
On yeah. the road part.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's going to be, welcome to the board, by the way, because that one's going to be coming back.
Is it? Yeah. yeah.
Well, they got approved.
Oh, in from Chester, they did.
Yeah. Contingent right. on Candia approval.
Oh.
Right.
So it's like one of those.
We have to have with Eric Mitchell next week.
Okay.
On the road upgrades that this developer is going to have to pay for.
Yeah.
And we've set the precedent with the
Are
others.
They receptive to it?
What's that?
Are they receptive to it, the builder?
So far, but it's hard. It's going to be hard to say.
Until you put a dollar amount to it, and then they may not...
Yeah, you put the number there, yeah. and then... Yeah. Try to be optimistic, but it's probably going to be a battle.
So it's going to be something, I think, that we're really going to have to look at closely and, you know, see what's reasonable. But the other thing I think we can do, but what I'd want to do, like I said, is write something up and drop something up that we could get to legal counsel to see if we could do... a moratorium on developments on dirt roads and come up with the reasons for it. We'd have to have good, solid reasons of why we didn't want to do or approve them at this point in time.
A couple weeks ago.
Yes.
right, right.
And I think we could do that. It would obviously couldn't be a permanent one, but I'd want to check with legal counsel to see if there's something we could do to say, look, all the regulations in here are being met, but we have a major problem with access to this area. Safety aspect, road maintenance aspect, can we legally have a moratorium on that?
I don't know if we can.
I don't
know. I think that's overstepping,
though,
yeah. and we...
Some towns do.
I can understand a moratorium on any development or building during the mud seasons.
No, but I mean, some towns do that because they can't afford to
right.
fix it, and other people are going to have to, you know, someone's
yeah.
going to profit from this, and there's a number of towns that do that.
Is this one thing, if a developer comes in and he's putting a development, and obviously he's going to impact the road heavily,
right.
mm-hmm.
but how does that work if you've got four or five different owners of property up there that decide that you can't really You can't charge them like you would a developer, you know what I'm saying?
Right, you can't get those big off-site improvements.
You get a couple $100, but like you said, that's not gonna amount to anything.
Not amount to anything, so, I mean, you gotta figure it out, and I think one thing we should do before we even go down that path is find out how much developable land is even left on these dirt roads. A lot of it used up.
Oh, yeah. That actually is a really good point, because that was one of the things I wanted to, have probably Stan Tech do, or Southern New Hampshire Planning, is to do that for us, find out what's developable.
There are some spots where you could run.
Curry Road.
If they buy the right property.
Other than that one that wants to put the three, four, or five, whatever.
Yeah, there's another 60-acre piece that keeps coming up, and then there's another 100-acre piece that I think is probably gonna get a conservation easement on it, but I can't be sure. And then
if it does, it's cool.
There's a few other small little one lot areas.
Right.
As far as big tracts of land, a lot of it's Bear Brook Park.
Right.
And then, like I said, there's that one 60 or 70 acre piece that person's constantly waiting for us to upgrade the road.
Really? So they can market it?
So they can put more development there.
Same thing on Tower Hill?
Tower Hill, there isn't much available left on there either, because it's
Waterworks.
Waterworks. You've got to remember, Waterworks can sell anytime they want.
Yeah.
That's true.
They are working now on a conservation easement for, I think, 4,000 acres over there or something, and it would include the land in Candia, but until that's put on, I mean, they could trade it for any piece of land they want.
They can open up a can of worms big time.
Yeah, that'd be a big can of worms.
Yeah.
Well, if the board so desires, I'll talk to Stan Tech and Southern New Hampshire, see about getting that for us.
Step should be.
Yeah.
We have the funding to do that, and that was one of the things I know we talked about when we talked about the funding. That's a great idea. Find out what is there, and then see, because we've approved the lots, the seven lots right now that haven't been developed. Or haven't been built on?
I don't know, did you? I don't think you've approved the final ones for Johnson yet, have you?
Yeah.
The last ones before the Deerfield?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, those
That's a total of seven just for Johnson, actually.
Yeah. Seven for Johnson, then, and then there's still one that hasn't been built on from the three lot subdivision on the right hand side, and then there's.
Two, actually.
There's the new. Four or five, or whatever that number is,
on the front west
road down. In Deerfield.
Yeah.
Right.
How soon is that one coming back?
I don't know.
I think that was the point you made earlier, right? We're going to be pretty hard pressed to decline them if they come back and meet all the regulations.
Yeah.
Unless you can get some type of moratorium on it.
Well, the other thing too is we really got to work on the village district about getting some business around here.
Mm-hmm.
We need business to come into the town, because otherwise, how are you going to get your tax money if everything goes into and I'm not against conservation easements, but what I am saying is, if you got so much land in conservation easements, you're not getting the tax revenue from it. Okay, so somehow you got to get that tax revenue to keep up with the roads. And I wouldn't mind seeing more business down in this area and leave the rest of it like we have it. It's farms, it's agricultural, it's rural.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. We have hardly any land in conservation easements in town. I think maybe 500 acres out of 20,000. Mm-hmm. So it isn't much.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Most of it's a lot of it's on still the outskirts.
Yeah. Sanborns are working on one that's 300
that?
Plus. Sanborn, they're working on one.
Yeah,
right
they're
now.
Working on one there.
Yeah.
But I mean, most of it isn't developable land or land you'd want to be.
Yeah, right.
You
right.
know.
Yeah, well, if it's not developable, that's good. To keep it conserved, because then you have places where people can recreate.
Right.
You know.
And most of it's in current use anyway that somebody put an easement on. So.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, so those are the things, and Brian, I just wanted to make sure that the board did understand what the Board of Selectmen went through the other night.
Oh yeah, like six pages of minutes.
Yeah, I don't know if you had a chance to read the Board of Selectmen's minutes,
no.
But there was quite a discussion
on Courier Road, Flint Road, Tower Hill.
Not so much Flint, but Tower Hill and Courier Road. Yeah. But,
yeah. Any dirt road was a mess. Yeah. I mean, that was all over the state. I mean,
it's
the way they are in the springtime.
No, and your hands are tied when they vote that you can't. They don't want it upgraded.
Yeah, and there's nothing you can do other than, I mean, when the mud, when the frost comes out that quick, you've got muddy roads.
Yep.
No getting out of it.
So yeah, it's like I said, people would say, well, why does the planning board keep approving these developments?
Mm-hmm.
You
have no choice.
We have
most,
no choice.
Most particular cases.
Yeah, it's a class five road. They can get a building permit.
Yeah.
So right. They've met the regulations for all the stuff that's in our books. We have to say yes.
What was the vote on that last time it went up? Was it huge?
Yeah.
It was
hugely defeated. There was quite a campaign against it by just a handful of people.
Mm. It was like 2-1 against it, wasn't it? Something like
that? Oh, easily. Mm. Easily 2-1.
See, we just need to get some other people
in
to.
July, you know, it's pretty.
Well, that's it. I mean, and, you know, and we got to understand this thing isn't a trail, you know.
Right.
It isn't a playground for people. It's a public road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But a lot of the horses come up and down it. That's,
yeah,
I think,
horses,
why they.
Four wheelers, snowmobiles. You see
but
it all.
See, if it's
there.
A public road, that's why I don't understand why we can't.
That's what we can do.
There's
no
problem.
It's not that we can't do it. It's just, but once you put it in as a warrant article,
right? It's
and
the
you
money.
Get the feeling of the public, then it is kind of tough. You look foolish going ahead anyway. It's better off to put it in the budget.
In the budget.
This is
yeah.
in the budget. This
yeah.
is what our plan is.
Yeah.
And then you argue your budget.
Yeah, but if it's public safety, it
right.
gets to that
and
point.
It is. I mean,
yeah.
it is.
Where they are now.
The reason,
yes,
the
we
reason
are.
It's time to fix it.
Yes, it is.
Because we had just done the capital improvement plan and we wanted to see how people felt.
Yeah.
That was the reason behind going with a Warren article
right.
the first year.
But.
And then we found out how they felt, so it's like we haven't tried it since, but.
There's feeling and then there's fact.
A year like this.
I mean.
Yeah.
It was going to take a year like this.
Yeah.
To make people understand but, just what can happen on
yeah.
those roads.
Yeah.
Well,
we locked out for years, well, mud season.
So. We did that, the first time we did that, 150 a year for road reconstruction on the dirt road was Chester Turnpike.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that, but we put a lot of time in preparing that whole thing. You know, we did a study of how much traffic was up there
yeah.
and, you know, was it worth it and blah, blah, blah. And to do that 150, it took 5 years to complete that road, but it worked.
Yeah.
And we did end up with an issue. Everybody said, now it's a racetrack. Well, anytime you pave a road,
yeah.
wind it up and pave it,
yeah.
people are going to go faster.
Yeah.
And we basically said, all right, well, we'll make it 25 miles an hour. Now,
yeah.
whether legally you can do that in the state of New Hampshire, I don't know, but we did 25 knowing they were going to do 35.
Right, right.
I mean, that was the conversation
yes.
we had with the police department. Well, you know they're going to do 35, so we'll post at 25, and you don't cite them until they're doing 40.
Yeah.
And it's, for the most part, it's worked.
It's worked.
Yeah.
You know, but, and that road was horrendous, too. For
oh,
years.
That was the same. I mean, that was even worse.
Yeah,
than
because that had a lot of traffic.
And that's a long road.
Yeah, it was
yeah.
very narrow.
Yeah.
Remember,
yes.
It was
very narrow, very wet.
And through a swamp most
mm-hmm.
of the way.
Same issues
yeah.
that you got up on Courier Road. It was about a 2-mile stretch, right?
Yeah.
2 miles,
yeah.
I think, from Tower Hill to
right.
Old Candy Road. And but it was
wow.
a 5-year project, and it worked. I mean, it's been awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that road.
And then with him overlaying it to meet up with what he did on the other part, the tar part of Chester Turnpike, and overlaid the whole thing, that has secured that road for another 10 years or better.
Mm-hmm.
20 at Candy's Base. 20 at Candy's Base.
What's interesting, being new on the board and being on the Candia Facebook page, reading the comments about Courier Road from people that just moved to town, people are alarmed that.
And are they blaming the town?
Well, they didn't know who to blame. They're like, who do we?
Yeah.
And then Dennis is getting tagged.
Look
on
at your neighbors.
Well,
look at your neighbors.
I don't know the Facebook page, but I can just imagine what it must.
Yeah,
be.
No, I'm not on Facebook anymore. Yeah.
But that can be used as some of the justification
yes.
for public safety and
yeah.
the concern that some people have for it.
Yeah. Did people get stuck?
Oh yeah. Big time.
Very much.
I'm totally out of the loop. Like
you're not just talking about a little wet road. You know,
no, I know. Wet. I've seen it, but I haven't.
The grader just makes it.
Yeah. The mud was like this deep. Yeah. I'd go up at 3 in the morning, put stone in it, grade it out, and then by noontime it would thaw out.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff in it again and go back up the next morning at 3.
It's just like soup. Whatever. It turns into
I can't imagine. My driveway soup. Does it, but it's nothing like this. It's just my driveway.
And it's the sheer volume of traffic because... Like, for instance, Hook Road, it's nobody uses it as a cut through. It has very little traffic. I just graded it Monday for the first time.
Yeah.
This year. Never got muddy. Just, it's the sheer volume
yes.
of traffic that
yep.
drives.
Mm-hmm.
This year I put 600 tons of stone in Currier Road alone. In what, 3/4 of a mile? I put 600 tons.
And how much was
this
that?
Year? And I mean, I do that every
and
year.
By fall, he won't be able to find a rock
year.
Up there.
Yeah.
And he's just going to swallow it right up.
Yeah.
I think you said last meeting, right? You could have redone the road for all of
oh,
the...
Oh, we paid for it once already.
Yes. Yeah, you did
paid
say
for
that.
It once
yeah.
Already.
Yeah.
Dennis, what would it cost to do the rough section?
I think the last time it was, I think I did, I was going to do it like for nothing. It was like $180,000, I think, but we can't do it for that anymore because of the cost of materials has gone up
yeah.
in the last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
So I don't know what it would cost, $250,000.
And that's just from North Road up to the
yeah, from
to
North
the corner.
Road, New Boston intersection up to the 90-degree corner
right.
at the Deerfield line.
Yeah.
It doesn't include the upper end where these other five lines.
The west end.
Right. Yeah.
That end's a little tougher because it's only one lane wide.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it's got that stone culvert that's only 14 feet across,
yeah.
so you can't just widen the road. And that culvert's substantial. There's a large volume of water goes through there.
There might be, when I was reading through the regulations or the RSAs, there might be a way that if they wanted to do that development that we could tell them that they're going to have to do some upgrades to that road.
Someone has to. I mean, what we have to understand here is eventually, someone has to upgrade
right.
for every development that goes in. And whether you want it to be the burden on the taxpayer or the developer, that's what we have to decide
yeah.
what we're going to do.
And when I went through there, there's a section in the RSAs that talks about developments and requiring off-site improvements to get to the development, even if they're the current roads. So that's one of the things, again, I'll take a look at it again and then see if we can get a legal opinion on how far can we go with this?
Right.
And then, obviously, how far does a developer want to do that at this point in time? Because Brian said they could always come back and say, like, well, hey, you know, it's a town road. I should be able to build it, and I shouldn't have to spend my money to upgrade the road.
Yeah.
But the RSA, on the other hand, realizes that there are problems the towns are facing, and it gives us kind of an option that's there to say, you know, you're going to need to do this because we can't handle it, or the roads can't handle it.
Right.
The traffic, and we can't guarantee safety.
Those RSAs are there to help a town. Say, for instance, if someone owned a piece of property, a 50-acre parcel at the end of 8 miles of dirt road, you wouldn't want the town to have to upgrade 8 miles of road to benefit this one developer.
Mm.
So there is a level of protection there that's
yeah.
built in.
And that's a lot of reason why a lot of Class 6 roads get labeled as Class 6.
And
just for that reason.
Stay that way.
Just for that reason.
Yeah.
Because I remember some of those discussions way back
oh, yeah.
as a young man.
Mm-hmm.
And when my parents were involved in stuff, and yeah, that was what they were afraid of, that the town would have to fix
yeah.
2 miles of road because somebody built the house up at the end.
Yeah.
But that doesn't fall into that area of impact fees?
No, it's
okay.
outside of impact fees, because that's the other thing that going through the regulations for impact fees, as everybody knows, it has to be for a capital improvement project, it has
mm-hmm.
to be in that area, but we have to come up with reasonable numbers and put it into the capital improvement plan.
Right.
The RSA is about, you know, about upgrading roads to access the developments is a separate issue. That if, obviously we'd have to prove, you know, why they'd have to do that upgrade, and I think that we've already
mm-hmm.
kind of discussed that. So that's an option, and I'll try to put some stuff together for the board to take a look at on that, what some of the options are,
mm-hmm.
And what we would have to do. If we decided to go that way, on this, because you just reminded me of another thing I had over here. It said Donovan Road's going to come back up again, too.
Right.
Which I wanted to research near, because the RSA said you can't build a house on Class 6 Road. Mm. And then the town's Class 6 Road policy has kind of been like, how does it really fit in? Is it good? Does it need to be upgraded? But then it's like, okay, you can't get a building permit, so does the planning board have any authority to do a subdivision? And I believe the answer to that is no, we can't approve a subdivision on a Class 6 Road.
Because I think that still comes down to the Board of Selectmen has to agree that, yeah, it's in the town's best interest to upgrade it. Mm-hmm. And if it's not, I think the board has the right to say no.
Right, right.
And I think that was part of the discussion back when Class 6 Roads went into play, mm-hmm. you know, just to protect them.
Yeah.
That developer is looking for an okay to upgrade that road to a Correct. Class 5.
But that means changing that from a Class 6 to a Class 5 on that section that he's talking about.
Right.
But where does that benefit the town would be my question. How does that benefit? Benefits him.
We'll have to maintain it then.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
But it also, it only benefits him. It doesn't, mm-hmm. they say, well, you're going to have 5 houses now or whatever, you know, you're going to get that tax. Well, I'm sorry, but I'm still not convinced that that's good business.
Now the select board kicked it back to the planning board again, I believe.
They did.
What's that?
The select board has kicked it back to the planning board now.
Correct.
And again, that goes back into what I was saying about before about access to developments. It's the same thing. It's like, okay, we can take a look at it, work with Dennis, and say, like, look, if you want to do this, then this is what you're going to have to upgrade the road to, these standards. Because if we, and it's going to be, I would think that the board would want to be very specific that we're not going to increase the town's cost by too much. And I don't know if doing a dirt road, classified dirt road,
we'd never allow that.
Right, would do. So it would have to be town specs.
Paved
and the whole bit.
Materials under it and everything. So, and that one's difficult because he doesn't own the land all the way out to the road.
Correct.
And all the abutters own to the middle of the road. So you're going to have to, it's got a lot.
That's what I say. At some point, it's going to have to come to, is it benefit the town?
Yeah, right.
And I don't believe it benefits that developer, but it does benefit the town.
So there are houses, other houses on that road?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Is it like Baker? Maintain. Baker's like a Class 6, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And all right. They all maintain the road themselves.
Yep.
Right.
And what's
the other thing you got to look at here is what other land is available off of his newly upgraded road. Is this a way into other on the opposite side?
Yeah.
Well, that other thing too. Weren't there denied building permits or something? I thought somebody had said they came to a meeting and said, "Well, we tried to get a subdivision or something in there, and it was denied."
He already has a building on that lot.
Right,
but I'm talking another person.
If we approve this one, then
you're allowed one.
Right.
One house on your
dwelling
property.
On per lot, whether the lot's 3 acres or it's
3,000.
So if we allow him to split it, then he can.
But there's no subdivision allowed on that road.
Okay.
So no one's ever denied. If they want to sign the agreement, we wrote up a Class 6 road agreement that everybody has to sign. It gets recorded with their deed that they're responsible for the road and all this. So the town.
And there's some specifics in there about maintain it enough so emergency vehicles can get up there and everything.
Yeah.
And I believe it even says that emergency vehicles are not guaranteed that they're going to be able to get there.
No one's denied access to their land, and they can build on it. You just can't develop.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
No, I had thought somebody said they tried to subdivide before and they were denied. So if we approve this one, approve this one, then what does that say to these poor folks?
Oh, it opens up a big door.
Yeah,
but that's why if it was approved, it would have to be with
a lot of conditions. All those other Class 6
upgrading
roads,
the roads,
same thing.
Right.
Hmm.
Something like that.
So there's obviously a lot that we're going to be looking at for those. That was basically what I had. I know that it was. I wanted to bring it up just because I knew the select board had looked at it. There was a lot of discussion, both on the impact fees and also on the dirt roads and approving subdivisions. So it's two things I think we all need to be sensitive to when we're going forward. All right.
Did you want to review that a little more on what you actually want to get the opinion from legal or?
Yeah, let me research it a little bit more, and then I'll send a copy to everybody on the board and say, you know, this is what I've come up with, that these are some of the options.
Because that's a good step to get out front and get that part of it done.
Yeah.
It might help with some decisions down the road here real quick.
Yeah. All right, very good. Anything else?
Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah. I was just going to say about that, what we put out about the sign. Mm-hmm. There was only one sticking spot I saw, is it says it has to be 5 feet beyond the town property. So if the town property of trees and stuff are obstructing, and I think it's only in the residential, you can't have your sign out by your mailbox. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. It would have to be 5 feet back beyond, so you would never even see the sign. Yeah.
Just to clarify, that ordinance was Hooks' ordinance.
Yeah.
Brian had sent that in just to give us an idea. Mm-hmm. Of, you know, what was involved with the sign ordinance.
Yeah.
So it's not anything that it's not even close to being ready to do anything with. It was just something that he said, hey, you know, your sign ordinance really does need some work. So here's some options.
What is it now that we have, Dave? Anything?
As far as residential, commercial, it's all broken down. Different heights, different sizes.
Yeah, there's a few things we just wanted to get clarified in there if we start getting, you know.
It's kind of antiquated what we have.
Yeah. Just it's upgrading it or updating it basically. It
seems like ours is on the less clear side and Hooks it's extremely.
Right, yeah.
So we're going to find somewhere in the middle.
There's some room in the middle, yeah.
Right, yeah. It's like, okay, yeah.
Because you're trying to accommodate like home businesses and whatnot. That
yeah.
Not really. You've got.
Clarify a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. Make it easier. But not to be like Hooks.
No. Yeah.
We don't want the merchant signing.
Yeah.
I don't know if that goes with the dark sky.
Yeah,
it's in the regulations.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, anything else?
Lisa had sent out two emails.
Yeah.
One about the June 1st training. Yes. If we want to go to that, do we pay for that ourselves?
No.
Or the town reimburses for that?
The town pays for it.
Okay.
Just give Lisa a call, tell her you want to go.
Okay.
You went last year, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I can't. It falls in one day that I can't. One day out of the year, it's like, come on.
Yeah, as of right now, I think I can do it. So
I
should get out there and understand more about what we're going through every time we're here. And then the other one, she asked on May 15th, I believe.
Mm.
I don't know if we have to make a decision on that already.
Yeah, I suppose that we should make a decision. I think
she said they don't do anything past 7, so we'd have to come early for the training, and then we have to decide whether or not.
Yeah, 5
whether or not we want a meeting after that.
Yeah. Can people make 5 o'clock training?
I already told her I'd be. Yeah.
Okay, I can. I know that I can. it's not on the regular meeting night.
Yeah, it is.
It is
on May
1st and the 3rd.
Yeah, it is. And so, unless we had anything that was pressing, I wouldn't want to have the regular planning board meeting. We'd do it in place of the planning board meeting, I think.
That'd be good.
So yeah. We wouldn't have to be here from 5 o'clock on. We'll try to do what we can.
Yeah. I mean, if you want.
Yeah.
If you needed to hear a quick application, but not a public hearing.
Right, yeah. Yeah, we'll try to keep things minimal.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, good. Thank you for bringing that up.
Yep.
I appreciate that. So that should be good. From what I understand, it should be good training. It should give us all a good idea and put us all in the same plane.
In fact, I'm going to put it in my calendar.
Hopefully no snowstorms.
Rudy.
It's happened before.
Yeah.
It has.
Mm-hmm. All right, anything else?
One quick thing. Information for... my brother and I own my parents' property now. There's 128 acres. We want to subdivide 3 acres or so off to sell to my youngest daughter. that'll leave 125 remaining acres that has a conservation easement on it. My brother and I donated a conservation easement to Southeast Land Trust. So what we want to do, my parents accumulated that land out of four separate parcels. So essentially we want to take the original 3 or 4 acre parcel back out and sell it to my daughter, and then the family's going to keep all the rest of the land that has the easement on it. Would you consider that a minor subdivision, major subdivision? The whole thing has been surveyed in the last 2 years, the perimeter survey for everything. So what would be the best approach? What do you think we should?
It's already in conservation. I would think it'd be a minor because it couldn't be built
it
on afterwards.
It can't be re-subdivided forever.
There you go.
I mean, I can provide, when we come in, I can give you a copy of the easement and everything. So it cannot be re-subdivided, and the piece we'd be subdividing out is the exempted portion of the easement. Because when you do a conservation easement, if it has a building on it, it has to be an exempted area.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what we took out, so we'd be able to do this in the future. So. Yeah.
Sounds like a simple one.
Yeah, I mean, it meets all of that.
I mean, we have the full perimeter survey, so basically a survey of the 3 or 4 acres that we're going to take out would be all that would be needed, and that's that. Okay, just so I have some direction on where to go with it. So
yeah,
it'll be some time probably in the upcoming year.
I think it meets.
It'd be a minor. It wouldn't be a major. I wouldn't.
No. No.
All right. Thanks.
No, I don't see. How's your problem? All right. Good.
I have something.
Sure.
I motion to adjourn the meeting.
We have a motion and a second to adjourn the meeting. All in favor?
So serious.
Opposed? Abstentions? All right. We'll see you at our next meeting.